90.4 FM.
Okay, so my stat chat this morning is about the babies that are born this year. Apparently, 13% of them will all have something. What do you think it is?
Morning, team. I'm sure it's going to be a COVID-related name, like COVID, lockdowny, something like that.
Vaccina.
So, Nvidia. Liesl, that's not the answer, but funny enough, you're actually the closest to
what?
The answer this morning.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so the answer is that 13% of babies born this year will be born with a hyphenated surname.
Oh, of course.
I thought it would be more than that, actually.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I was thinking about it, and a lot of marriage vows include the words for better or for worse.
Oh.
But with some people, I think the for worse part might be when you finally join your two surnames together and then you realize the horror that you've created with your double barrel surname. Because, I mean, sometimes it's hard enough to go through life with a surname like Butts, right?
Mm.
And then you meet somebody else and their surname is Beaver. And then you decide to marry each other. And then you have a little one called Little Johnny Butts Beaver. But I found a website with the funniest double barrel surnames. I've just got to share some of them with you.
Mm-hmm.
So these are real legitimate people who've married each other. And then they've double barreled their surname. Mr. and Mrs. Gory Butcher. All right. Johnny and Carol Hardy Har. how about Mr. and Mrs. Long Wee Wee?
Whose surname is Wee Wee?
Love that.
And then there was Johan Looney and Jennifer Ward. Looney Ward.
Oh, wow.
Mr. and Mrs. Moore Bacon.
I'm here for that.
And my favorite of the day is the couple called Mr. and Mrs. Crap Beer. CRAPP. -BEER.
Craft beer of some sort.
Life is too short to walk around with a surname like crap beer.
Smile Breakfast.
Smile Breakfast.
6 tot 9.
6 tot 9.
With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.